that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Opening tonight at Chico Theater Company, the play Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some. It's about a small theater troupe scheduled to perform the traditional stage adaptation of A Christmas Carol, but they can't quite bring themselves to present this old holiday chestnut one more time. So instead, they take a speedy, impromptu trip through, as the title suggests, all the popular Christmas stories you've ever heard of. Today we'll be talking with the director and with the energetic three-member cast from this wild and irreverent holiday romp. In today's program, we also talk with the curator and one of the artists from the Chico Art Center. Tonight, they open their new winter art show and sale featuring drawings, paintings, ceramics, jewelry, sculpture, and all kinds of artwork. That opens tonight with a festive reception. We'll hear all about it coming up here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Cascade Theater in Reading, it's time for Shasta County's favorite holiday tradition, Cascade Christmas. You, your family, and your friends can celebrate the season with this high-spirited musical. Only four more chances to see the production, 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow, with a couple of 2 o'clock matinees, tomorrow and Sunday. Reading's Riverfront Playhouse presents The Man Who Came to Dinner. This classic comedy filled with colorful characters plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and at 2 o'clock on Sunday. The Orland Art Center has an exhibit, This Wondrous World, photographs from the Shutterbug Photography Group. See examples of work by all 12 of the group's members, celebrating this beautiful season. The center's open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. In Chico tonight, the Blue Room Theater opens its production of A Christmas Carol. This stage adaptation of the Dickens classic plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Celebrating its 35th season, the Chico Community Ballet presents A Very Chico Nutcracker. This production puts a unique Chico spin on this Christmastime favorite. Pirouette your way to Chico State's Laxon Auditorium tonight at 7, tomorrow at 2 or 7, or the final performance, Sunday at 2. At the University's Harlan Adams Theater, glorious sounds of the season. This festive event features music and drama for the holidays. Performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. At the University's Janet Turner Print Museum, the exhibit Wide Open Spaces, Janet Turner prints with photos of the Big Chico Creek Ecological Reserve. The Turners open 11 to 4, Monday through Saturday. Stories 5 is the exhibit now at 1078 Gallery. It brings together five artists with strong ties to Chico. Gallery hours, 12:30 to 5:30, Thursday through Saturday. Theater on the Ridge in Paradise stages the comedy One Man, Two Governors. See this fast-paced farcical play tonight or tomorrow at 7:30, or attend the matinee Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company stages Christmas Bells, a lighthearted comedy drama. three feuding Southern sisters struggle to put together a holiday pageant. See the play tonight or tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. Also at Yuba City's Acting Company this weekend, The Best Gift Ever. This play for the holiday season is performed by kids, for kids and their families. Two chances to see this play, both tomorrow at 1 o'clock and again at 3. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Today we celebrate the birthday of a genius of pointless painting, Georges Seurat. He explains his process of creating art. Harmony is the analogy of similar elements, of tone, of color, and of line under the influence of a particular light.
Order. Design. Composition. Tone. Form. Symmetry. Balance. More red. And a little more red. Blue, 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 blue. Even, even. Good. Bum, bum, bum.
I'm here at Chico Theater Company. They're getting ready to open their holiday production. It's a play called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some. We have the director here. This is Rick Anderson. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Tom.
This is your first play as far as a director goes.
It is. I'm looking forward to it.
It's called Every Christmas Story Ever Told, and Then Some. What's the setup on this play?
This is a fun romp through a bunch of different Christmas stories. However, it doesn't begin that way. This is supposed to be, as far as the lead actor knows, the production of A Christmas Carol. So as the play opens, the stage is set for A Christmas Carol, and then things come off the rails soon thereafter. This fun romp happens with three actors who take on various characters throughout the night. One of our actors plays 14 different characters. Another one plays 8 different characters.
Tell me about some of these Christmas stories that you go through.
We've got everything in here from How the Grinch Stole Christmas to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Lots of fun family favorites. And really, if you think about it, that's what the holidays are all about. Yeah, it's about storytelling. You know, that's what we do in our culture. Regardless of how you celebrate the holidays, it's about storytelling from generation to generation. We sit around the television set and we see favorite movies. We listen to the radio. We hear favorite songs. In that, we communicate things about our lives, about joy, about redemption, about happiness. That's what this play is about.
What's it been like for you and the cast to do something so multifaceted? In other words, you're always changing from one story to another.
Well, that is the fun of it. It is a crazy, mad romp, and it happens quickly. Sometimes the actors don't even know what's coming next. The audience is going to throw some ideas out there. We're going to have a lot of fun.
The big improv aspect to it.
Well, it certainly appears that way, at least.
So what's been the most fun for you about directing this production?
I take great joy in watching these talented actors take on these characters. When people come to see it tonight through this weekend and through the run of the show, they're going to see three people who are talented, just having an absolute blast. The thing about it is we enjoy involving the audience. So during this crazy madcap thing that people will experience for an hour and a half, we're going to bring some folks up on stage. We're going to interact with the audience. This is about the holidays. It's about family. It's about friends. It's about engagement, a fun time for the family and friends and neighbors to hang out together.
What do you think is particularly choice about local live theater as opposed to just taking the family out to a movie or something?
Well, theater is unlike anything else because it is a live medium. Every single night is different. Every performance is different. The actors really feed off of the audience. Having been on stage myself in scores of productions, I understand how the texture of the audience changes that performance in slight ways. I mean, it's still the same performance, it's still the same story, but that engagement with the audience makes every night alive and fresh. What people are going to see is like one of our actors that starts off with A Christmas Carol. He is caught in this universe, liking things to be the way they've always been, very much set in his ways, while the other two, one looks at life through the eyes of a child almost. They're very childlike in the way that they look at stories, the way they look at the universe. They're always interacting with our main character, trying to get him to come out of his structure in his life. And our third actor looks at it from the perspective of intellectual understanding of what holidays are really all about, trying to come at it from the intellectual side to take our main actor and bring him again from that structured approach. So we've got a little bit of tension between the actors in terms of the storyline and the way that that tension is woven through the story in a pretty hilarious way.
We've been talking with Rick Anderson. He's the director of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some, which opens tonight at Chico Theater Company. Now we're talking to the cast of three that does this action-packed evening called Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Tell us your name.
My name is Dan Morin.
And the name of your character that you're playing?
Dan, if you can believe it.
And you also play lots of other parts, don't you?
Yes. This Dan character playing or trying to play multiple parts.
The Dan that we see on stage is kind of the more skeptical one who's always arguing against believing in all this stuff about Christmas, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, I think he's a major hypocrite because he does believe in this magic, but he wants to do it his way. His way is the best, and all this other, like anything after 1900 is just crap.
He's the one so committed to doing A Christmas Carol that it kind of falls apart.
These characters have been rehearsing A Christmas Carol for 3 weeks, or is it 4 weeks? I can't remember my line. But it's three. Thank you, Lindsay. In the very beginning, Dan is very excited. He's finally putting this in front of people. The other castmates just won't have it. They decide to sabotage the show and force him to do something else. And the reason I think he doesn't go running off stage is because he wants to perform. That's what keeps him around.
Here's another of the three cast members. What is your name?
Lindsay Rasmussen.
And you're playing a character named Lindsay, I guess.
Yes, I am.
Describe what it's like as an experience to go through a show like this where you're constantly changing costume, changing characters. It just never stops. It's constant transformation.
It really is just that. I mean, it's one of those shows that evolves as you go along. It starts out kind of one way and becomes something completely different towards the end. The journey itself is a crazy, wacky, wild ride.
And we have a third cast member. What is your name?
Bo Cash.
And you're playing a character named Bo on stage. Is that right? I'm just guessing.
Just like the other two, yes, I am. But I also have 25 other characters that I get to play in this madcap romp through Christmas.
You're the most naive one, the most wanting to believe in all this Christmas stuff, right?
Oh, exactly. I want the true spirit of Christmas to fill everyone. I believe in Santa Claus, and I'm very much trying to convince Dan of that this entire show. And I think he does actually come around to it as my guests come in and help make sure that he believes in Santa Claus as well, and that it's not all about Scrooge.
The three of you are kind of a comedy team. You got the skeptical one, you got the naive one, and then Lindsay, how would you describe how you fit into that comic triad?
I would consider my character the intellectual one who tries to explain everything with reason, but also understands the naive side of things too.
You play so many parts, Bo. What's your favorite little bit in this constantly changing thing?
Oh, my favorite bit is Gustav the Green-Nosed Raincoat. And if you can think of what that's an actual parody of, that's a reason to come see the show in and of itself.
Instead of a glowing red nose, you have a glowing green nose. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Good old radioactive avocado stuck on my nose.
You have to do all these wild, quick costume changes and all these wild props. What's it like keeping track of all that stuff and getting it on at the right moment?
Well, we started with a number system. Unfortunately, that failed horribly. So then it became a tornado of wigs, costumes, props, accessories. And by the time I got out on stage, I somehow had another character on. Really, I have to thank all the people who are helping us out with this, too, to make all this happen, because these changes don't happen just with the three of us.
Well, Dan, there's a lot of audience interaction. What's it like dealing directly with the audience in the way that you do in this show?
Terrifying, but it's fun as well, because it's completely random every night. We haven't even opened yet, and it changes night to night just in rehearsal. It's fun because you don't know what's going to happen, but it's also terrifying to break that fourth wall because you're not used to it. It's like, no, you're out there watching me, you know.
And so far you've only had passersby like myself just standing in for the audience. But tonight, you're going to have a whole house full of people, and you're going to be interacting with them. Is that bringing it to a new level for you?
I'm looking forward to it, because once you fill the seats, the energy in the room, I don't know, it changes. So the show will completely feel differently and more charged the moment there's people here, more people.
There's also some sort of dance numbers. Lindsay, you get to do a little bit of Nutcracker balleting.
If you can call that ballet, then you should go see the real Nutcracker at some point, because my attempt at ballet is very, very much a parody of any sort of ballet that I've actually seen. But it is definitely fun to goof off and play around with it.
You've got kind of flashy but quick change costumes.
Oh, yeah. I actually really like a lot of the costumes that I get to wear, because they're just completely over the top and don't necessarily always make sense, but they're fun to put on and they're fun for the audience, so I think it's a good fit.
Well, you guys are also the stage hands. There's a lot of metamorphosis of the set and lights and props and stuff. What's it like keeping up with where everything should be and getting it all changed right on time?
Well, the main piece is just knowing what we're moving from and to the next skit that we want to put on. The best part about it is with Lindsay and I at the helm and Dan following along, makes it really easy to be able to just kind of know what we're doing next and what we want to do and how we want to put Dan through the next misery and potentially the nightmare before Christmas that we want to have for him.
Nightmare Before Christmas, that's the one thing I didn't see in this show. I've seen everything else. It seems like the audience, especially if they grew up with all those TV specials and things having to do with Christmas every year, they'll really enjoy it. What's it like tapping into that zeitgeist of experience about TV programs?
It's brought back actually a lot of my own family traditions. When I was younger, we watched the old claymation of Rudolph and Frosty and Santa Claus and the Grinch. So being able to tie all of those things together really just brought me back to my own family Christmases with my grandparents and my folks and the whole family around playing charades and having a great time.
How about you, Dan? How do you feel about tapping into that TV memory we all have from our childhoods?
Oh, it's great. I've used it for a lot of inspiration, especially for Scrooge, because all I could think about was George C. Scott, because that's my favorite Christmas carol. Even though I'm goofing around as Scrooge, I wish I could play it seriously.
Lindsay, talk about how I think you particularly kind of bring out the showbiz flashiness that can happen at Christmas season.
One of the skits that we have gets to kind of be a little bit of a play on modern day game shows. I get to be the game show host. I definitely try my best to draw a little bit of like Bob Barker and, you know, Wheel of Fortune.
Pat Sajak.
Thank you, Pat Sajak. I'm like, I know that. I haven't watched TV in so long. And Alex Trebek and Drew Carey from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And just try and make it as crazy and madcap and fun as I can.
Bo, sum up what the experience will be like for audience members who go tonight or through the run for the next couple of weeks.
You're going to start off believing you're coming to see A Christmas Carol and feeling nostalgic, and then all of a sudden you're going to get thrown into this locomotive of laughter and hilarity that ensues on stage for an hour and a half. And it's going to be hilarious and ridiculous. And if you know any and every Christmas story, then come and see ours, because it's going to be well worth it.
It's a wild ride, I guarantee. Every Christmas story ever told, and then some, at Chico Theater Company opening tonight. And thanks to all three of you for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tonight, the Chico Arts Center kicks off a new event. It's the 2016 Winter Art Show and Sale. There's an opening reception tonight from 5 to 7, where you can meet the artists. There are more than 30 artists involved, and also enjoy music and refreshments. Let's join our visual art expert, Dolores. She has some people who will tell us all about it.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm here at one of my favorite spots in Chico, the Chico Arts Center, talking about their most cheerful event. We're going to talk about that with Cameron Kelly, who is the new director. What is this show going to be like?
Hello, Dolores. Well, every year, the gallery is divvied up into separate spaces, and artists rent out the space and set it up. And they have all of their wares, all of their artwork, all of their craft work for sale.
What kinds of art would people find there?
A full array. Paintings, drawings, photography, prints, ceramic work, jewelry, high-end and very affordable gifts. But if you're anything like me or many other people, a panic strikes in December. And all of a sudden, you start to feel like if you bought gifts already, they might not be adequate. I think this show would be really a great place to, first of all, just to enjoy the show, to see what the artists have to offer. If you can relax enough to just enjoy the work, I find that usually that's when you think of who the work is best for.
Let's take a look at the work of one of the artists.
My name is Charlene Abinante. Last year was my first year at the Chico Winter Art Show. This year I will have some similar pieces, but I have expanded my work into refining what I did last year. I had smaller dishes for, I like to think of them as multifunctional pottery. Olive oil and balsamic dipping dishes, sauces, ring holders, just small dishes for a variety of different uses. I've experimented with different glazes and clay bodies.
You were telling me about some French-influenced vessels.
I had a friend that had asked me to make her some French butter dishes. They're a two-piece butter dish and clay where you'd pack the butter in the lid in the little vessel and then turn it upside down, and there's a little bit of water at the bottom, and that is to hold the butter so you could have it out at room temperature and not have to keep it in your fridge.
Tell us a little bit about your making process and your materials.
I work with a range of different clay that I'll get from the Chico Ceramic Center here in town. I'm able to fire my work in my garage at home. I have a studio inside my house. I have a wheel, so I'm throwing work in my studio. Mostly pottery and functional work, so it's fired, it's food safe. Some of the glaze I make, and some of it is commercial glaze that I purchase.
Cameron, in addition to the gift show that's in the gallery, there is also a very charming gift store. What can visitors expect to find there?
Oh, well, we love our gift shop run by our wonderful, wonderful super docent, Erin Wells. She organizes the gift shop every 3 months with new work by members. You see all original handmade work, cards, photography, paintings, Every 3 months it rotates out. We have hand lotions, we have earrings, we have necklaces, we have a vast array of styles too. You can find minimal work, and then you can find really extravagant, really expressive colors in earrings and necklaces. There's quite a variety. It's really fun to see people's reactions when they come into the gift shop.
Another marvelous aspect of the gift shop is the cards. It's difficult to find cards that really have a wit and beauty to them and are original.
These cards are from local artists, and sometimes you'll see the original work on the wall. And if you're not in the position to buy that original work, you certainly can buy a card.
I'd like to end this interview, Cameron, with congratulating you on your first few months being the director, but also look ahead to the future a bit.
I'm really looking forward to 2017. The whole year is dedicated to the ideas of inclusivity and collaboration. We've really programmed a variety of both our traditional annual shows with new shows mixed in between. You will still have that wonderful member showcase in January. We will be exhibiting digital art and design by Butte College and Chico State students. And I'd also like to say that not only do we have student work, but we'll also be showing artists that you probably won't have seen before that will be local but have been underexposed in this community. So you'll be seeing artists that are part of the Discovery Series show. And then we're very much looking forward to the Replication Machine in March. And that is curated by Max Infeld. Many of us know way back when he was a student at Chico State, his culminating exhibition was this replication machine. And essentially, there are artists inside the gallery. The gallery is closed off. You don't know who they are. But if you bring something to be replicated, you come back a day or two later with this very handmade signature work by an anonymous artist.
We're looking forward to both the Christmas show and to 2017. Well, thank you so much. Thank you both.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. If you ever miss this program at its regular broadcast time, you can listen to it online anytime after 3:30 Friday at mynspr.org. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.